Juba resident Sharma Peace says she lost her mother about 3 weeks ago due to what she believes was negligence on the part of medical practitioners at one of the medical facilities in Juba. Peace says her mother was diagnosed with yellow fever and they had spent about a week in the hospital before her mother's condition worsened. She died on Saturday, April 18th. Peace says her mother had a high fever before the medical workers at a health facility in Juba's High Mauna residential area found she had insufficient blood. Peace says they were referred to Juba Teaching Hospital, where they would have access to blood to save her mom. Peace says she did not like the idea of transporting her mother to Juba Teaching Hospital. She heeded the advice of one of her mom's doctors to take her to a major hospital in the Jebel area. Unfortunately, there were no doctors or nurses able to attend to her mom for hours. She says there was enough blood, but the doctors there would not administer it to a patient who was not yet admitted.
They really told me they were like, Sharma, we have blood, but the only thing, we need your mom to be admitted and we need a nurse to come and pick the blood in order to be given to your mom. So the only thing that is delaying right now is just for my mom to be admitted.
Peace says her mom was admitted an hour and a half later, but the nurse who was supposed to administer the blood transfusion was busy playing Ludo games and would not come and work until she was done playing her game. Peace says by the time her mom was put on her sick bed, she had already breathed her last breath.
When they are bringing my mom inside to the room, like when they were carrying her from the car, I saw my mom, I actually lost hope. Then they took her inside, like reaching the bed like this, my mom died. Before even the woman could not reach where my mom is to just check how, like a lot of things, she did not even come. I went inside the room, I saw my mom, she was not breathing, I hold her stomach. Then I asked my aunt, I was like, my mom is not breathing. Then they just told me, no, things are going to be fine, you just go out. That's how I just lost my mom.
Peace says her mom fought for her life for 3 hours on the ground of the hospital without any emergency attendance. The Secretary General of South Sudan Doctors Union, Dr. Bol Deng, tells South Sudan in Focus that reluctance of medical practitioners to tend to patients depends on individual professionalism, the working environment of the facility, and the level of motivation by the various health institutions in the country.
These people are doing their best to save lives in hospitals. So we cannot generalize it by saying that all medical doctors or, let's say, nurses or other health professionals are negligent toward the patients. If it happened that there are cases where people are reluctant to carry out their duties, either the administration that is they are working under is not performing it, administration duties toward those people, or they serve themselves, they are not motivated to do the work that where in the institution where they are working.
Dr. Deng says doctors and nurses' salaries must be increased commensurate with their work. He says they are paid meager wages compared to similar professionals in the region. Dr. Victoria Achut, director of the National Blood Bank Transfusion Services, says there is a high demand for blood in South Sudan. Dr. Achut says only 4,000 people nationwide have registered as regular blood donors, and most of them are from the diplomatic missions in South Sudan. Dr. Achut says most donors have since stopped giving blood after the coronavirus outbreak last year. She says people need to donate blood regularly to help the blood bank to close the large gap in blood donations which health facilities need to treat patients.
Our communities don't understand blood donation. They think that if blood is taken from you, you will die. That's the wrong concept. That mindset needs to change. We need to understand that blood can be taken and you can live like any other person. And that blood gets replaced as soon as possible. Within 24 to 32 hours, the blood goes back to normal. It doesn't mean you will die. And we're not taking your whole blood from your body. It's only a few mils that we're taking, and that doesn't kill you.
Dr. Achut says if more people donated their blood on a regular basis, countless lives will be saved in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.